Emotional, 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 not objective, and virulently racist.
Racist? What do you mean, Mr. Wood?
Well, it means that black Americans, as a voting bloc, can be trusted by their globalist handlers to function as a faithful attack dog. Wow. The face of America, or change in America, has become black, and it is so for a reason. The evil beating hearts of the elitist white and the imperialist Sino-globalist have ordained that. Well, why have they done that? Because black Americans, the black culture, has been given temporary command of America's culture. Because evil globalists have known for a long time that Proverbs 18:19 is axiomatic, that a brother offended is harder to win than a walled city. What God decrees is good. What's part of his intentional will, Satan always attempts to and eventually corrupts. God lets him because Satan is being given all the rope he needs to hang himself in the future. We're still moving toward a future apocalyptic event, so things are in dysfunction. Good becomes evil. It's just the process of life. The civil rights movement was good. It was necessary and achieved its purpose actually early on. And then it was hijacked by Satan and was given to Satan's buddies, the globalists, so they could corrupt it. And they corrupted it so that once off the chain, black culture would destroy their prey. Okay, what's their prey? Those the cultural Marxists have been defining for them since the 1930s. And with apologies to Chairman Obama, he did not fundamentally change America. That began in the late 30s with the appropriate and necessary steps started at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, right there in Fulton County, by black men and black women. Oh, guess what? Most of them were Republicans at the time. Who were in the culture of Christ pretty solidly. I respect Dr. King, especially for his incredible courage and his movement responding to the axe handles at Atlanta's Pickrick restaurant that was owned by Lester Maddox. They responded as principled people who simply said, no more, and then brought about righteous change that blessed America until the policies of Lyndon Baines Johnson, and he appealed to the venal materialism in the human spirit and a spirit of Marxist-provoked envy to switch a godly and a pro-family racial culture to a Democrat-controlled voting bloc intended to give the DNC power, and ironically, the DNC were themselves the pawn of the globalist with their ultimate goal of eliminating righteous America from the world stage. Look, folks, join us for segment 4 on the backside, and we'll continue. Thank you, and God bless you.